Crunch kapow. I jumped to my feet from the couch in my house, peeked out the door. A big tree had fallen and glanced off the side of my house. Hey, welcome to Radical Real Life. This is Todd. This last week has been a snowpocalypse in Seattle. The snow had accumulated about a foot in the area, and that evening, rain started coming. So all this snow had piled up on the trees around the house. This little area I'm in is on a hill, and many old scraggly maples are in the area. They reach out over the road coming up to the house. It's like a tunnel. And it had become really scary. I grew up in this area, lots of snow, but this time I was a bit concerned. So I got in the car, drove up to my son's, spent the night there. Several trees fell down around neighboring houses, up the street. Just before I left, the final straw was when, boom, a transformer went, and I heard something big, like maybe a tree drop, and it had. So I'm just glad I got out of there, and it was treacherous driving. Let's back up. I had a few fun little metaphors and lessons in the snow here. This new house for me is on a hill, and it's a really quick, almost of a speed bump like a driveway, that is only the length of two cars. And right at the top, it still comes out into the winding street that goes up further up the hill. And right at the top of the drive is a little flat area that's shared with the neighbor house. So it's kind of tricky to get two cars in there. And if you pull a little bit too far towards my driveway, there's a dip and it's a problem. Well, previous days when we had that snow, we weren't getting snow plows back in there, and I just really didn't prepare. Ended up, I took some boards, tried to scoop out the snow behind my tires as I wanted to get into Seattle, which is a few miles away, and tried to back up. No go. I was stuck. It just created a snow block, like. So I just stayed home for the day. Went inside, walked around a bit in the snow. The following day, some local snow plows had come through, and the main roads, actually this is 2 days later, I still had trouble getting out of my driveway. One time I pulled in, even though the main road going down to the main road, the little lane, had pretty much been cleared, there was still ice and snow in my driveway. Well, my tires aren't very good. And, you know, I got stuck in a little dip. And I couldn't get out. I'm sitting there going back and forth. I get out, try and dig around some. Still, it just was incredibly icy and slick. Well, down the lane comes a young man, and he says, "Hey, you need some help?" I said, "Sure." So he got in front. We rocked it a bit. He gave a good push, and I got out barely onto the dry pavement and was able to pull out. And, you know, as I thought more about that, this being stuck in the driveway when the roads were clear, just a few feet away. This idea of in one's life as you try to do something new, or you look at your patterns and you feel stuck, like, what can I do? And just over the horizon, you see some positive examples of people doing something you want or something you dream about doing. But you just can't seem to get there. You just can't seem to get out of the driveway of life that's chock full of ice. So the couple little quick metaphors were that, one, we can use the help of other people. We need a push sometimes, and it helps. A push with information, but usually not much information is needed. Maybe it's emotional support, or a come on, you know, try again, hang in there. Or maybe it's, encouragement, support from other people. Also, what would have avoided this problem for me is if I would have had some tools and done some planning and preparation. So when it first snowed, I could have shoveled those initial few inches off, kept it clear, kept the path going, so that it wouldn't ice up, and then that wouldn't happen. So having a system where you're prepared to address things that are actually that kind of preparation didn't take much, wouldn't take much, but I didn't. Also, the idea that sometimes down the road, things are clear, and once we get some momentum, it's amazing what can happen. We get out there and things can start to happen and we go places. So kind of fun little metaphors with the snow and getting out just a few feet. It felt just, I just had to laugh, you know. Here I am a few feet away and I can't get this thing going.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.